Over the weekend, Karen Morn published on News 24 an article with the title, "We Must Sustain the Heat, Hlophe's Shocking Racist Land Rant." And then just a day later, the Sunday Times ran an equally unpleasant story about Western Cape Judge President John Hlophe, in which he told an attorney that he should tell his client to F off. The behavior, not fitting of a Western Cape Judge President or any judge president in that matter. So to find out where we're at in terms of his suspension or impeachment process, I'm delighted to welcome Karen Morn. Karen, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I find it hard to believe that he is still in the position that he's in.
Well, it is remarkable. I mean, at one stage, we did a story for News 24 about 10 kind of major scandals that have, you know, sort of erupted during his tenure when he was paid those fees by Oasis. The JSE cleared him, you know, swearing at an attorney, allegedly. You know, there have been a series of scandals over the years. He, of course, has been found guilty of gross misconduct for trying to sway two constitutional judges to rule in favor of Jacob Zuma. But yet, no decision on whether he should be suspended. And in the interim, just a series of scandals unfolding in the recent weeks.
He's clearly being protected somewhere along the line. I mean, in the previous dispensation, I could understand that it was he's being protected by Jacob Zuma. But now, under Cyril Ramaphosa, I don't know who's on his team. I'm sure you have a clearer idea.
Well, I mean, the presidency spokesperson said to both me and the Sunday Times that basically because the situation around the suspension of a, you know, sitting judge president was unprecedented, that the president had sought legal advice and that there was some kind of glitch in the provision of that legal advice. But he said he was seized with the matter and he was addressing it. But we know, for example, that, you know, there's been some really intense research, I think, done by Freedom Under Law, which is being released tomorrow, about the dysfunctionality of the JSC and the failure to properly deal with the very serious allegations against Judge President Hlophe is one of the major problems that we've seen. And there hasn't been one allegation. There have been multiple, and they keep intensifying over the last period. For a judge in his position to make claims with regards to the nationalization of land, you know, which is definitively an issue that would come before the court in the way that he has, is simply untenable. And the fact that no one seems to be particularly concerned about it, I think, is highly problematic.
You describe those claims that he made in your article that you published on Saturday. And was that in a speech, Karen, at the Black Lawyers Association event in Durban, or was it actually written, those claims?
No, those were in a speech. We got a recording of it, transcribed what he said. And, you know, it was very clearly an address in which he essentially said that, you know, there were, you know, widespread problems of racism within the legal profession, but that those problems and the arrogance of white legal practitioners was rooted in the dispossession of land. And then said, you know, in order to rectify that the majority of South Africa's land was quote unquote owned by white colonizers, suggesting that in order to get it back from the quote unquote thieves, there would need to be a nationalization of land in South Africa, which, of course, is a policy that has been very much pushed by the economic freedom fighters who remain one of John Hlophe's most loyal political supporters.
As you say, it's incredibly dangerous to have a man of his stature saying things like, and I quote in your article, where he says that people should remind their children at least 3 times a day that their land was stolen and point to the thieves.
Yes, and I mean, there was one line there, and I haven't got it in front of me, where he said, you know, I'm not suggesting that farmers should be killed. The fact that you have to make a qualification like that should probably give you pause to think about, you know, the nature of your statement. We know that there have been some incredible judgments on land, the Labour Tenants decision by Edwin Cameron, which very much point out that South Africa has a very strong legislation around land reform. It has been the administration of that legislation that has been so horrific and has resulted in, for instance, Labour tenants, farmers, not, you know, having their claims unprocessed for years and years and years. This is an issue that is extremely painful, extremely fraught, and it needs to be dealt with nuance and respect and an understanding that, you know, this expropriation bill, for example, that's been put through Parliament is very likely to come before the courts. And that's why the Judicial Service Act specifically says that judges should not involve themselves in controversial issues, because these are the exact things that will be discussed and ventilated in our courts in the years to come.
And this must surely be damaging the credibility of the judiciary as a whole, Karen, having him still in place.
You know, we have this extraordinary situation at the moment where, you know, the courts who ruled against Jacob Zuma in the medical parole matter and, you know, ruled in favor of Janusz Walisz in the parole matter, in his parole matter, are coming under vehement criticism from, you know, a number of political parties, including the ANC, which is, you know, the governing party, and these incredible attacks being leveled against judges for upholding rule of law and the principle of equality before the law, that we don't have favorites, that we don't make decisions based on politics. You know, the unfortunate reality is that Slobe, having been found guilty of impeachable gross misconduct, in his position now, making these kind of racially divisive comments in a country which is in a very bad place economically, politically, socially, is just, it's highly, highly irresponsible. And it very much creates the impression that he's trying to throw matches on a tinderbox.
Dangerous situation. Thank you, Karen Morn, legal journalist at News 24, for updating us. And we'll wait to see what comes out tomorrow.